It's MKFM. Delighted to be joined this afternoon by Kelly Murdoch, Service Manager at Works For Us, and Stuart Jacobs, Digital Skills Officer at Works For Us. Kelly and Stuart, how are you both?
Very well, thank you.
Good, thank you. Yeah, very well.
Lovely to have you both. First of all, for anyone who's maybe not familiar with Works For Us, tell us a bit about it and what you do.
So Works For Us is an employment and training charity in Milton Keynes. We support the whole of Milton Keynes community. It was first built or established in about 40 years ago in 1978 as Women in Work. And then we were bridging the gap with gender employment and also providing vital support for women relocating with their partners, as well as returning to the workforce after raising a family. So as the city expanded, so did the charity. We welcomed men into the fold and rebranded as Works For Us in 2013. But more recently, we've been working closely on a project with Citizens Advice, and we've taken a step forward in 2021 to merge with the Works For Us charity. And here we've it just made a lot of sense, you know, in terms of a lot of people accessing employment support or in low paid employment, we're also accessing the Citizens Advice service. So this coming together of both charities just provides a really holistic support for people and a seamless kind of transition into each charity and organisation. So, yeah, we've, you know, the charity itself, it offers employment and training support, but we're quite unique in also offering a lot of barriers and addressing barriers towards mental health and well-being and looking at a person kind of individually and tailoring our support to them. And we do lots of personal development courses and coaching and just helping people explore kind of their interests and find meaningful work. So we just do that with a lot of workshops and coaching alongside our careers support and training.
It's amazing. And clearly a lot of crossover there with the work that Citizens Advice have been doing for many years. So you're now a part of Citizens Advice, is that right?
That's correct, yes. So we've joined officially in 2021, and it's been a really kind of successful merger. And those, you know, mergers can be really complicated, but the team at Citizens Advice, you know, and ourselves.
It kind of made sense, didn't it, for the organisation to merge, to get that more rounded approach, because Citizens Advice obviously are dealing with issues and tenancy and housing and debt and, you know, all those issues. But you also have to try to get to the bottom of what's causing the issue.
Yes.
How do you make it? How do you stop the revolving door syndrome? Mm-hmm. And we were looking for that solution. So to help people back into the workplace, to help people deal with the before I think people can even start thinking about getting back to work. If they've got other challenges going on in their lives, they have to be able to understand how to deal with those. So that's kind of also where the digital aspect comes in,
yeah.
Because a lot of the benefit system and the legacy benefits and universal credit, it was all moving online, but not necessarily. The problem was that it might exclude certain people who couldn't get online for whatever reason. Either they didn't have access to digital or they didn't have the skills. So it ran the risk of excluding them. And that would just, you know, increase their problems and their challenges, almost insurmountable in some cases. It was becoming a real issue.
So this is partly why you offer digital skills training, is to support people with access to those sorts of things.
Yes, you know, initially when I first joined back in, I think it was 2018-19, you know, everything was moving online. There was a big shift towards universal credit online, and for people to be able to keep up, we had to think of, you know, how can we support these people? And the digital skills came in to be able to help people get online to manage their universal credit journals. You know, even that, there was a big assumption there. One, that people had access, and two, that they had the skills to be able to manage their journal online, which is, you know, so important for people, because if they weren't able to communicate online, then they ran a very big risk of being sanctioned, of encountering problems, you know. So That was the real thought process at that time behind it. And it was working so successfully that's why in latter years we've now created it for employability, so that we can now address the employment issues that people are having and help them, you know, be able to even create a CV, to be able to manage their CV and send their CV to prospective employers.
Because again, the whole application process is pretty much online now, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of it's transitioned online. And if you think about people in lower paid work accessing employment, if they haven't got those digital skills, and to transition into maybe better paid employment and work and to grow themselves, there's a lot of resources and training online now that you can kind of empower yourself and do independently. Mm. But if you're lacking digital skills, you're stuck in that kind of role where, you know, you haven't got any opportunities for growth, and digital skills is a really important element of that, you know, being able to, you know, access it. Sure. and get online and create your CV like Stuart says, but also kind of access training and resources, but essential kind of every day, the council, the you know, Citizens Advice, and a lot of essential services are now online. And if you don't have those digital skills, then that can cause a real issue. And that's been a really big part of the growth that we've done over the last few years as well, you know, merging the services, but integrating a lot of the digital skills program. So somebody that hasn't necessarily accessed a computer at all in their life, yeah, or has maybe really limited skills, so it can help them from the, you know, ground up. Sure. A lot of reiterating skills and going over things is really important to help people progress and feel confident in using online devices and PCs and doing everything that they really need to do and access.
So, I mean, there's another huge leap forward, which is I'm sure you're aware of at the moment, which is the invention of kind of AI. And you know, AI now for employment, it's being used by employers, it's being used, you know, in the recruitment process. And we now are addressing that from our clients' point of view and, you know, how they feel about AI and how they can use it for their benefit and move forward in their lives. It's, you know, it's really important for them to just get a basic understanding, because a lot of our clients have a lot of issues surrounding fear of technology, fear of, you know, security. So we help them to overcome that and can put in place a plan and some training for them to feel more comfortable with it.
It's really interesting. Are you able to give us some idea of like the scale of this problem in MK for people that, you know, maybe use the internet and digital tools every day? It's something we definitely take for granted. Like, how many people do struggle with online access, for example?
I think asking me data. So I think, I mean, it's quite a significant problem. The kind of natural statistics show kind of around 17% of people are digitally excluded.
Wow, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's just, you know, not able to access a computer or get online at all. But there's also digital poverty, so people that don't have a device at home. We are using kind of a lot of tablets and laptops, mobile phones to do things, yeah, but it's not practical, and it doesn't allow you to do any training, and especially if you've just got a mobile phone. So that digital poverty is a real issue. You know, the first thing that would go if you were trying to cut back costs, you know, the cost of living is a real problem. So it would be the Wi-Fi, the internet connection. So we're looking to, I'll talk about it a little bit later, but to do some kind of work. We've been close to the communities to help people access digital support as well. So yeah, it's around, I think that the digital poverty is around over 20%, you know, in that nationally the figures are. So there aren't any statistics that I know of that are fed specifically for Milton, sure, Keynes, but you know, on average, that's around there.
It's certainly a high number.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a lot of services that support people here in MK. How have you been able to strengthen what you offer by coming together with Citizens Advice?
It's just a seamless advice and support service. So it's offering, you know, dealing with those personal issues around debt, finance, and any kind of conflicts and things that the person's going through, but also trying to provide a solution with the employment side of things. So offering training, and not just training in terms of getting your CV and interview skills together, but training to help build confidence and motivation, to build better communication skills. We have a great range of personal development courses that help build that resilience. So when you get back into work, you know, even if you've had gaps of work for over, you know, 8 to 10 years, it doesn't matter. You know, it's about kind of building that confidence back up and helping you identify what you have to bring to an employer, and also building you up as a person so you can sustain that employment as well. So we do a little bit of peer support and in-work support through our coaching as well, so people are able to kind of sustain that employment.
It's great to hear. How are you funded?
So we're funded. We have a few small pots of funding. We used to have a really be funded by the National Lottery and have been for quite some years. We're now moving on to kind of doing pots of funding. We have at the moment some housing associations that are looking to bring more support to the residents in Milton Keynes, which will allow us to access some outreaches. We'll be looking to kind of go for some funding within the council and those kind of things. Mm. So it's, you know, as every charity, it's a real challenge. Funding's a real difficulty. So we do look for, you know, fundraising and to see how people can support us. Businesses, we'll be looking kind of to work more closely with businesses as well, because we can offer, you know, all of our coaches and professionals that work with us have a really high skills level. Mm. And have a really understanding, not just kind of the training needed to grow someone, but also we've worked quite closely with professionals and helped them get back into work too when they're making that transition. So from one job, you know, and exploring a career shift. So we've got a really diverse range of skill sets. A lot of the people that work for us really believe in what we do, and even though we can't pay a huge amount for everyone, we also have a lot of mentors and volunteers that help the organisation and offer that professional support. So we were looking kind of to work with businesses, maybe businesses that offer 0-hour contracts to to their employees, seasonal work, because they have to keep to demand in seasonal kind of work. And see if they, you know, would be willing to kind of do some training with us and support those people that are in those 0-hour contracts to upskill and find more sustainable work after that period of work. So
amazing.
Yeah, there's lots of opportunities, fundraising and like I say, working with local parishes and housing associations and the council and other, you know, funding that's out there that we have to explore and look for, you know, constantly.
So if there's anyone listening who wants to donate, or anyone who maybe runs a business like you've just described that could benefit from, you know, working alongside you, how can they reach out to you?
We have, it's quite easy to get in touch with us. We have our info at Works For Us email account, which is monitored, and we can pick up any emails from there. We have a direct telephone number. You can ring us on. I don't know if you want me to read those.
Yeah, you can if you like. Yeah.
So our number to contact us, the email is info@worksforus.org.uk, and our telephone number is 07852 963744. You also can access and see all that we do on our website and www.worksforus.org.uk, and that has our course schedules on, has an inquiry form for you to contact us. Because now we're merged, we have a separate website to Citizen Advice, but any volunteers, so we got, like I mentioned before, we've got some professional mentors that have come, that are either retired or are in a part-time professional role that have come in and done some mentoring with some clients, written blogs for us. We have somebody that's created a database for us. You know, so all of that kind of, if you've got a skill and you want to kind of give back a little bit to a charity, whether it's ours or another, you know, it's worth contacting them and talking about what you can provide. And it's what charities kind of survive off. People kind of giving their time and supporting them to help kind of, again, support the community that they live in. So we do have some amazing people that work with us and support us with those things.
Yeah, do support if you can. And are those contact details the same for anyone who maybe wants to reach out for some support, perhaps with digital skills?
Absolutely. So it's the same. You can come to us directly, go on the website, have a look what we do, and the telephone number and email, again, is the same. For volunteers, or if you're looking to kind of help us out, the Citizens Advice website is the best one to go for, because it has a link to kind of fill in an application form for volunteering and the different options there. So for volunteering, best to go to the Citizens Advice website.
And Advice Milton Keynes.
Citizens Advice Milton Keynes. Yes, thank you. And yeah, because there's so many. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And for us, it's going to the Works For Us website and contacting us via email or telephone.
Brilliant. Finally, is there any like events coming up or campaigns that people should keep an eye out for that they might see you at?
Yes, so we've got lots of things going on and some new things. So we're doing a couple of outreaches with some housing associations in Kingston Library and Broughton Pavilion. And this is all around kind of employment and digital skills training. So it's just the idea of bringing them closer to the residents and particularly the residents of Hyde, Peabody and Guinness, who are funding kind of that outreach. And it's in Kingston Library. We'll be kind of putting some dates and things on our website, so that's coming up. So if you live in those areas or you are associated with any of those housing associations, they'll be letting you know, but you can access that. They're also going to provide some additional support in equipment and things that their residents can access, but it's actually for the whole community. So you're wanting to develop your digital skills, you've not used a computer, and you know, it's just an easier access for those people that live in those areas, you know, around Broughton, around Kingston, Wavendon areas. There's not at the moment enough support around those areas, sure. So we thought we'd try and reach out and provide some.
On our website, there's a whole list of all the up and coming courses that we've got, which cover, you know, an introduction, so a very basic introduction for those that are a bit worried about computers and haven't perhaps used one or not familiar with it or just want to refresh or improve skills. Those courses are all available on our website. And again, the courses about AI and how that can be used to help you, you know, job search and improve your skills and get more familiar with an office environment or a workplace environment. I just wanted to say, actually, about our overall approach, we offer kind of a very holistic approach. So it's not necessarily just about digital skills in isolation. It's a very client-centered approach. So we try to understand what's going on with the client and how we can support them. So sometimes before they even get to, say, the digital side of things, they might have problems with, you know, confidence, in which case, you know, our courses, our confidence to work course or our interpersonal skills course can really benefit them and then give them that extra boost to then say, do you know what, I was worried about this, but now I'm okay, I'm feeling okay, and I'm happy to move on to, you know, learning a little bit about digital. And where we differ, I think, from others, from say going to a college and just doing a course, is that we support it with one-to-one. We don't just expect people to, you know, come into a course, sit down at a computer and start learning. They have the additional support behind them of a one-to-one session, if that helps them, alongside, you know, being able to then repeat courses so that they can do the courses again. And all of this is free because we're here to help people get what they need to help them feel better and more comfortable about getting out into the workplace or overcoming the challenges that they have.
Amazing. Yeah, well, it's a fantastic service that you provide. So Kelly and Stuart, it's been brilliant. Thank you so much for your time this morning, filling us in on the brilliant work of Works For Us. We wish you all the best with it. And thanks again so much for your time.
No problem.
Thanks very much.
Take care.